Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here for our live stream here on the last day of Tesla's third quarter. We're going to be going through today my estimates for Tesla's Q3 delivery and production report, which should come on Saturday, as we talked about. Could be anytime Saturday through basically Monday, but I do expect that on Saturday. So as always with these episodes, if you are an audio listener, I would recommend checking out the video version because it will be a little bit spreadsheet intensive. And I'll put the link down to the video down in the description. So as you can see here, Jay in Shanghai sharing a photo out from Tesla's Shanghai team celebrating wrapping up the third quarter. Obviously they're a little bit ahead time-wise. So congratulations to them. It looks like they're celebrating the end of the quarter there, which hopefully is a good sign. Better than not, I guess. And then just a couple of updates before we hop into the spreadsheet. So we had talked a couple of days back about how there was supposed to be this media event on September 29th for the 300,000th car produced in Shanghai year to date. I haven't heard anything about it. Calvin Yang here on Twitter also saying that he hasn't heard anything about it. So I guess TBD if that happened. But right now it doesn't seem like it did. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. And then just the last update before we hop into the spreadsheet. This is from Tesla Shanghai. So of course we've spent a lot of time talking about his estimates or this person's estimates earlier in this week. So they said 50,000 plus domestic China deliveries is what they reported yesterday, 2 days ago. And then basically 1 minute after the clock flipped over to October 1st in Shanghai, this person tweeted Tesla China sold 52,000 in September. So not necessarily production, but incredibly strong domestic sales if this does end up being correct, which again, the track record is a little bit mixed, but usually once the quarter is wrapped up, the numbers have been solid. So my guess is that that's probably going to end up being accurate, but we'll obviously have to wait and see on that. All right, so let's hop into the production tracking spreadsheet here, and we can walk through my estimates and some of the logic behind that. I've cleaned this up a little bit, made myself a little bit smaller, so hopefully I'm not covering up any data here like I've done at times in the past. So I'll try to avoid that. And I think probably the best place to start here is Shanghai. So I'm just gonna start with the total Model Y and Model 3. We'll make that visible. We'll pull in our daily rates here, and then I'll pull in the total. So in Shanghai, I'm expecting total production in September of 49,350 vehicles. And you may remember this is up a little bit because the 300,000th production vehicle year to date had implied somewhere around 43,500, and then we had one more day, so that got us to about 45,000. But again, looks like that event never happened, so that rumor could have generated from pretty much anywhere. Maybe the day that they reported on that, maybe that was the day that Tesla crossed 300,000. It's really tough to say, so I'm kind of disregarding that. I'm getting back closer to what we had originally laid out for September before we had heard that rumor of a week of shutdown time in September. I was told that that never happened. Looks like maybe that's just going to shift into October, which could mean that September gets back closer to that 50,000 production level, which we had walked through the hypothetical of back, I don't know, 2 weeks ago maybe. And that was based on what we had heard from Wuwa's YouTube channel, where I think Model Y production, I might get the number wrong here, but I think it was eking up to 1,000 per day or 1,200 per day or something like that. But that was what we had based this original calculation off of that got us to kind of 50,000 here. Because you can see, yeah, I've got about 920 per day here for Model Y. Comes out to 6,400 per week. And then about 725 per day or just over 5,000 per week for the Model 3. And you can see for the Model 3, that's pretty much the rate that they were at in Q2. And obviously there was a little bit of downtime there in August as they seemed to add that other shift for Model Y. And then we're seeing hopefully the results of that increased production come through on Model Y there in September. And hopefully Model 3 returning to more of a steady state production type of number there at around 5,000 per week. So again, putting all those together, that gets you to 49,350. Obviously, if that 300,000 number for September 29th was correct, this would be overstated here. But again, I'm thinking that that was probably just misinformation of some sort. So that gets us in Shanghai to 128,000 for the quarter. I'll just go ahead and unhide the weekly rates here. And the daily rates too, if you're curious on that. So that ends up being about 1600 per day. 1600 per day for almost 50,000 total. So let me just also unhide for the quarter. And then we move on to Fremont. So this is something that we haven't spent a ton of time talking about. Before, when we walked through just kind of how the quarter might shape up, we talked about, okay, maybe they add 10,000 Model S because they only produced a couple of thousand Model S in Q2. So I think that's pretty good logic, and I'm going to flip over to something here to walk us through that. But right now I'm at 13,000 Model S produced in Q3, so just under 11,000 more vehicles in Q3 than in Q2, just coming from Model S. So let me flip back to the browser here, and let me give you a little bit more background on why I've got that number. So, from the Tesla Motors Club forum, there is a Model S refresh tracking sheet. Looks like a couple people are even in it right now with me. But they have, ooh, that's going pretty fast. They have VINs reported here, and you can see, delivered or not delivered or assigned or unassigned. And just looking through these, I was able to see VINs starting in the 430,000 range and then VINs all the way up to the 447,000 range. So as we've talked about before, VIN counting, it's not perfect. Tesla could skip VINs, they could skip a huge batch, but really it's all that we've got to go on. So it's our best source of information. That would be a range of 17,000 VINs, vehicle identification numbers, if you're not familiar. Those are unique identifiers for the cars. So if there's 17,000 VINs out there, even if Tesla did skip some, I think putting in an estimate of around 13,000 is pretty reasonable. It's right around 1,000 per week. And we know Tesla was planning to actually ramp up Model S and Model X to a combined around 2,400 per week. And obviously we don't have any Model X yet. So even if Tesla didn't even get all the way ramped up on Model S, despite only focusing on the Model S, although they're probably also working to ramp up Model X, they're only doing S right now. I think they could, have ramped up to that, and I think the VINs support that. So I think 13,000, it's a pretty good estimate, might be even a little bit on the conservative side, and I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla ended up surprising us a little bit. Bad way to say that, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla overachieves a little bit on what I've got in there for Model S. Let me flip back to Excel. Sorry about that. So what I just showed was just these four cells, and that is what I've got in for Model 3 and Model Y from Fremont and the weekly rates. So walking through what I just said, I do apologize for that, but walking through that again, what we've seen so far for Model Y is every quarter, consistently, Tesla's been able to ramp up production. Based on my assessment, Tesla only, of course, reports Model Y and Model 3 combined. So we kind of have to do a little bit of digging to get those together, which is unfortunate. But what it appears to me is that they've been able to ramp it up every quarter. Model 3 has pretty much leveled off. We did see higher rates in Q4, so there could be more potential there for Model 3. But I think Tesla's mostly putting their attention on Model Y. So if we look at the weekly rates here, what I've done for Model 3 is I've just held the weekly rate that we saw in Q2, and then the total number is actually about 500 vehicles higher because, as I've noted in the past, we do actually get 92 days in Q3 versus 91 days in Q2, which is maybe sounds not all that significant, but it ends up, even just holding a weekly rate just for Model 3, just for Fremont, not even considering Shanghai, that adds 500 vehicles. So if you add 500 to the Model 3, 500 to the Model Y, another 1,000 from Shanghai, you get an extra couple thousand vehicles just from that extra day. And I don't think a lot of people factor that in when they're doing their calculations. So anyway, that gets us to 55,000 Model 3. And then I am changing it, the weekly production rate, a little bit here for Model Y. So in Q1 to Q2, we saw that ramp up by about 200 vehicles per week there. And I have a pretty similar increase here. And the reason that I've got that is based on, we haven't really heard too much, it's based on a couple things. We haven't really heard too much about downtime at Fremont this quarter. There was a report of maybe like 2 days sometime in the middle of the quarter. But beyond that, we really haven't heard of any significant shutdowns at Fremont. So, you know, there were, I think, a couple days in Q2. I think that's been pretty consistent in terms of what the downtime would be from Q2 to Q3. And obviously, there are supply chain logistics concerns that could crop up at any time. But the story there has been the same for Q1 and Q2. Those issues still existed at that point, too. So I think we've got a decent benchmark for Tesla working through those challenges that we can build off of for Q3. And I think Tesla will continue to try to ramp up Model Y. So I'm adding a couple hundred per week here, ends up adding about 3,500 in total Model Y. And again, we do have that extra day that's helping that out too. So getting to kind of the final numbers here, that gets me to 123,000 in Fremont. I'll just unhide the rates here if you're curious on that. For the quarter, it gets us to about 19,000 vehicles produced per week, about 2,700 vehicles produced per day across Tesla globally. And drum roll, final production estimate that I've got here is 251,149 vehicles. So I know this is a high number, and anytime you go through and do forecasts like this, you kind of ask yourself, okay, does this make sense or is it too high? Like, I haven't seen a lot of numbers this high, but when I go through each individual bucket and I look through it, you know, the numbers make sense to me. And certainly there could be supply chain issues. There could be logistics issues that, you know, cause Tesla to not be able to get parts, whatever. There's potential for a lot of issues here that could lower this number. You know, I don't want to express that I have a high level of certainty on this, but just walking through bucket by bucket, this is where the logic leads me to. So that's what I'm going with. 251,000. I did mean to mention one other thing on the Model Y, so we are just going to flip back to that quickly. So Troy Teslak did create this sheet that we've gone through a couple times. It's the VIN tracking sheet for Model Ys, so just like we did for Model S. And here I just kind of like to look at the range of VINs that are being assigned. So like for Q2, for example, you've kind of got these VINs starting at the, you know, 172,000 mark and ending in June at like 224,000. So total in there, there's a spread of 52,000 VINs. And again, maybe not every VIN is assigned, whatever. But then you come to 225,000 to start July, and you end up end of September kind of getting into the 283,000 range. So there's, or you know, I guess 224. So there's a 58 to 59,000 spread in Q3 for those Model Y VINs versus in Q2. There was only about a 52,000 VIN spread. So that's another thing that has supported me putting in a higher number for Fremont, therefore Q3. So flip back to Excel. I'll remember to actually flip over this time. Again, apologize for that earlier. So it gets me to 251,000. All that totaled up. Quarter over quarter, that puts me up 14% in Fremont. I might have my calc wrong here on year over year. No, it looks like, so up, coincidentally up 14% year over year and quarter over quarter in Fremont, 242% year over year in Shanghai, 30% quarter over quarter. I feel like those are pretty reasonable. Total, it gets you to 22% increase quarter over quarter. We've seen Tesla do that before, and 73% year over year. So that's production. I think you all know by now, that's what I care about most. Don't really care about deliveries. Deliveries are just a function of what Tesla is able to actually get into the customer's hands before the quarter deadline ends, which is just an arbitrary end. So it's pretty meaningless to me, but nevertheless, people like to talk about it, and it obviously influences the Q3 financials. So let me scroll over here to the delivery section. Make sure you guys can see that okay. Looks like you can. All right, yeah, and then we've got, so here is all the past deliveries, and then here is how the inventory has fluctuated. So last quarter, we did actually overproduce to deliveries. Production was 206,000, deliveries 201,000. So Tesla actually built up inventory heading into Q3, which is important to keep in mind. It should mean that there might be a little bit of a lesser spread for Q3. On the other hand, we do have to remember that Elon Musk email that was leaked that said, hey, thanks for all the help like earlier in the quarter because we had to ship cars to delivery centers or whatever and then actually continue to install parts and then actually deliver them. It sounded like that was resolved, but if there are challenges like that, that could result in some vehicles just not being delivered. And then when we think about China, China has been exporting. There's a chance that some of those exported vehicles, you know, late August, early September, whatever the case may be, those may not have actually made their way into the hands of customers quite yet. So I think all things being told and just looking at how the inventory is built up, where I'm at right now is a spread of 4,000 vehicles. And again, you know, spend a little bit of time on this, not a huge amount of time, but if we get 251,000, I'm expecting Tesla to build up their inventory just a little bit here, not a huge amount, and come to 247,000 deliveries. So again, this is, you know, this is high. I haven't seen a lot of estimates out here in this range, but I think it's totally plausible. I'll be surprised if I'm off by, you know, more than 10,000 in the down direction. I think that would come from Fremont Model Y and Shanghai, you know, potentially way off on Shanghai. If that 300,000 vehicle was supposed to happen on the 29th and then didn't happen, we could see Shanghai come in at, you know, 42,000. And obviously that'd take about 7,000 off production. And if Model Y doesn't continue ramping, maybe you take another 2,500, 3,000 off there. But anything below 241,000 for production would really surprise me. And then I don't think there's going to be a huge spread between deliveries and production. Could happen. Again, that one's a little bit harder to figure out. So let me just pop into the chat here. Oh, let's also take a look at the year-to-date numbers then. So year-to-date, that would put Tesla at 633,000 vehicles delivered and 637,000, I believe. Yeah, 638,000 produced. And super cool milestone here, 251,000 vehicles produced in the quarter. That'd be a run rate of over 1 million vehicles per year. Maybe not if you factor in that this quarter has 92 days, it would, you know, it'd be close. But for our purposes, that would basically get you to a run rate of 1 million vehicles per year. If Tesla then added, you know, let's say, I always get in trouble when I do spot math like this because I never consider all of the factors, but oh man, I think Shanghai can do 150,000 in Q4. If Fremont can do 130,000, and then you get, you know, 20,000 from Berlin and Austin, I think you could see Q4 at 300,000 vehicles produced. I don't think it's crazy. You know, obviously we'll go through that in more detail when we get into the quarter, but that would get you at 938,000 for the year in terms of production. Deliveries, that's going to be a whole another mess in Q4. I really don't care about that, especially because like the EV tax credit could mess things up. You know, if that starts on January 1st, a lot of customers are obviously just going to delay delivery till January 1st. But I just care about production, so that won't matter too much, but obviously we'll talk about that. All right, a lot. I hope that was relatively followable. Again, I apologize for not flipping back to Excel there. I did see just a couple of super chats here, so let me just make sure. So Mauser here asking, think we get the results tomorrow. I don't. Tesla's never released the delivery and production report on the first day following the end of the quarter. The minimum amount of time has always been 2 days. Doesn't mean it can't happen, you know, first time for everything, but my expectation is probably Saturday morning. And of course, when we do get the numbers, you know, I'll be watching out for them and be ready to share my thoughts. Just make sure we got no other super chats. And then I do have just a couple of other stories to go through. We didn't have a ton of news today, but we'll try to do that. So Steve here asking, when is 10.2 coming for the FSD beta? Looks like October 8th for that based on Elon's tweets. So we'll see. Obviously that could change too. And I think that gets to the super chats. So I'm going to go back and just wrap up the couple of other stories that we've got here for the day. So let me flip back. Sometimes a struggle. All right, we're back on the VIN tracker. And then we've got, so Brandon sharing out, he's another FSD beta tester. I'm not sure exactly where the image came from here, but sharing out that Giga Berlin has produced their 1 millionth battery. Not Giga Berlin. That would be bigger news. Giga Nevada has built their 1 millionth battery pack. So looks like this is that pack, and looks like it's signed by kind of the whole, you know, good portion of the team there. So exciting milestone for them at Giga Nevada. And hopefully it won't be too long before we see a similar milestone there at Giga Berlin then too, and obviously Texas too. Speaking of Giga Berlin, perhaps why it's on my mind, we got a report here from Business Insider in Germany that the approval for the Tesla factory in Berlin is a done deal, which is a little premature. It's not actually a done deal formally, but they're reporting that they are hearing that their approval will be granted. Business Insider learned this from several sources. They do say that there are going to be strict requirements put on Tesla for things related to water, you know, and toxicity in terms of just the materials Tesla's using and things like that, just making sure that that's all in really good alignment with what they're looking for environmentally there. But yeah, it looks like, you know, perhaps no surprise, but they do say that approval could possibly be given. Sorry that that's popping up. Approval could possibly be given in November. They're obviously still taking public comments, I believe, until sometime in October. I think it's October 8th, but I might have that date wrong. But obviously no final approval could happen until then. And then you have to obviously go through the review. They can't just accept comments and then the next day grant approval. They'll have to go through all those comments and just do their due diligence on that. All right, and then last item here. So this is something we talked about earlier this week. Just mentioned that PBS was airing a little, I guess documentary would be sort of a way to put it, just kind of an episode of In Their Own Words. So they featured Elon Musk on season 2, episode 5. That did air, and it is now actually available. It looks like maybe is even airing again here in a couple weeks, but looks like it is in available in its entirety on the PBS website right now. So check that out if you're out of the country, you know, grab a VPN or whatever you need to do, but it's available. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Been working through these delivery numbers, but I don't think, you know, nothing new in there. It's really just a nice recap of just kind of the things that Elon and Tesla and SpaceX have gone through in their history. All right. So I think that is it for today. Hopefully, let me just check and make sure I didn't miss anything in my notes, but I think that is it. So that's where we'll wrap it up. Maybe I'll get cut off in the end here. I don't know. Sometimes that happens, but I'll drag it out a little bit just in case. As always, thank you all for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. Obviously, you can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you tomorrow for the first day of Q4, I guess. Wow. I can't believe we're in Q4, but I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, October 1st episode of Tesla Daily. Obviously, we'll watch out for the numbers tomorrow just in case. And then we'll be back on Saturday, hopefully, for that final report. So until next time, thanks for watching.